Your At Work Radio. Every day, 9 to 12. Only on Casey 107.7.
To celebrate the 35th anniversary of Nelson Mandela's release from Victor Verster Prison, the Department of Correctional Services, together with their partners, invites you to join the annual 27 for Freedom race at Drakenstein Correctional Centre on Saturday, the 8th of February. So whether you're a serious runner or just want to walk in Madiba's footsteps, there's a race for everyone. A 27-kilometre, 10-kilometre or the 5-kilometre Freedom Route. Casey 107.7, your official media partner, is proud to support this historic event. So come and experience history as you run or walk the same route Mandela took to freedom, with stunning views and family-friendly fun. Medals, lucky draws, food stalls and an unforgettable day await. So register before January the 29th and don't miss out. For more info, visit topevents.co.za. See you there. Good morning, Dr. Lyndon Boa. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you, Michelle. Good morning to you and the listeners. Lovely to be here.
Thank you very much. So I want to ask you, what inspired the idea behind the Walk to Freedom race, and what does it symbolize for you personally and for the community?
Michelle, so we are a partner as the Department of Cultural Affairs and Sport that I represent here this morning as Chief Director of Sport and Recreation in the province. And we elected to partner with the Department of Correctional Services because we believe that this race is an important one because, you know, our history in South Africa, as we know, is a tragic one. But the key thing for us is to also be able to celebrate some of the milestones. And the fact that Madiba was released in 1990 from Drakenstein Prison is important for us. And that is why when Correctional Services approached us to say, would you like to partner with us to have 27 kilometers for freedom and, of course, a walk, a 10 and a 5K, we saw that is apt. And one of the key things that we have done as the department is that even our section that deals with heritage, they've created, for instance, a number of Nelson Mandela quotes. So along the route, you will see some of Nelson Mandela's quotes that he had, that he mentioned and spoke about after his release as well. And that is why we believe that it's important to partner, to remember the sacrifices Nelson Mandela made, but also to celebrate his release from Drakenstein Prison, Victor Verster, as it was then known.
Dr. Lennon, I also want to ask you, how does the race align with the goals of the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture in promoting unity and heritage?
So on our side, our vision is to be a socially inclusive, creative, active and connected Western Cape. Now, when we analyze our vision, we believe that, A, the department consists of 8 sections, of which sport and recreation is one of them, heritage is a second, and then many of you all know arts and culture, and then libraries, even our archives as well. So this event is a great one for us because it actually, the Nelson Mandela House that is at the back that you run past, that is then part of the national heritage, and we work with him to make sure that there are tours and that there are also restoration that takes place, but we work with the various agencies that actually looks after the house that where Nelson Mandela stayed when he was incarcerated on that side. So that becomes part of the heritage aspect. That, and then of course, as sport and recreation, we believe that you must be a healthy citizen, and to be a healthy citizen means that you must be able to participate in active things such as running, such as walking. I personally also, I used to do the 5Ks. Now I've even graduated. I've done 2 10K walks as well, because sure, it also allows my family and myself to do the 2 10K walks as well. So that's why it's consistent with heritage and consistent with being an active South African as well.
Doctor, what steps have been taken to ensure inclusivity and participation from a diverse group of individuals?
So one of the things that all the partners that are involved, so you have Cape Winds Municipality as the district, you've got the Drakenstein Municipality, and we also engage with the local schools in the area as well, so that besides having the what I would now call the professional runners that run the 27K and the 10K, we also have a lot of the schools, the surrounding schools, that come closer to that particular part of the year. This is now the 8th of February, where we then tell the schools about the importance of Drakenstein and the importance of the release of Nelson Mandela and what it has meant. So we believe by engaging with our school sector and by engaging with a wide variety of partners that the diversity of the event is then well represented on the day as well.
Yeah. Doctor, could you share some of the challenges faced during the planning of this event and how they were overcome?
So naturally, you know, with a big event, because it's not only the race, there's also normally a church service that is held on the Sunday. There's also activities such as musicians that perform. So we normally have the funding is always an issue for us, because, of course, you must remember that we have to apply for road closures to the municipality. There's overtime for staff members, many, many of those things. But because of the importance, a number of partners, which includes ourselves and Old Mutual, FBOB and others, have all come together to assist the Department of Correctional Services to overcome these challenges, because we believe intrinsically that this event is important on the calendar, not only of tourism, but also on the calendar of sport and recreation generally, and that it must take place on the Saturday closest to the day that Nelson Mandela was released. So, of course, financial challenges, Michelle, but we were able to overcome them.
If you just joined in, I'm on the line with Dr. Lyndon Boa, CD Sports, Arts and Culture. My last question I want to ask, Doctor, what lasting impact do you hope the Walk to Freedom race will have on participants and the broader community?
For us, the fact that the runners, the folks that come out to support the runners and those who do the walk, they would have the ability to see that this event, and this event is unique in South Africa. You know, Michelle, it starts at the gate of a prison, firstly. So when you get there, you see the statue, and then you go in, and then just there at that entrance, you start either with your 5 or your 10 or your 27. The 27 kicks off at 6:30 in the morning, and the 10 kilometer kicks off at 7 o'clock. So then you start there, and you start in that from that prison, and you then run along the main road there until you get to the first service road, and then you run up there, and then you come past Madiba's house. So that immediately then imbues you with a spirit that you are now part of history, that you are actually now running this route that Nelson Mandela would have seen every day from the house as well. And then, of course, once you are in the complex, then you are actually running past the various cell blocks as well. So in a sense, it's a unique experience, because you are actually running a 27 and a 10K and a 5 kilometer walk through a prison, which obviously never really occurs anywhere else in the world, and then you are part of that. And I think the key thing then is people that have done this, they normally come back. I think this is probably like my 10th walk, or I don't run, I walk it. Yeah. So this is probably my 10th walk that I'm doing, and I think being part of history enables people then to understand what those sacrifices were that were made in order for us to be able to be in a free South Africa today.
I thank you very much. Any last word from you, Doctor, that you want to give the listeners out there?
Yes, we encourage everybody to, if you're not going to participate, come for the day. There will be stalls and there will be other things, and it's literally on the left-hand side. When you come towards the Drakenstein prison, you don't go in there, but there will be on the rugby field, there will be a fantastic day of activities that will happen on that Saturday. So do come and support the event and just bring your whole family as well. Thank you very much, Michelle.
Dr. Lyndon Boa, thank you very much for your time and everything that you do for everyone out there in the community. I'll definitely see you there, so I will meet you there on the day.
Super stuff. Thanks, Michelle. Enjoy the day, and thank you, listeners.
You too. Thank you, Doctor. Bye.
Bye.
Daar was Dr. Lyndon Boa, CD Sports, Arts and Culture. Soos jy nou gehoor het, kom ons gaan loop weer in Madiba se voetsteps. Jy kan net die 5 kilometer doen as jy 'n bietjie fikser is, die 10 kilometer of daar's 'n 27 kilometer, jy kan hom loop, jy kan hom hardloop, wat ook al vir jou die gemaklikste is, maar kom ons gaan raak almal deel en gaan loop vir een dag 'n bietjie in Madiba se voetsteps.
Casey at work on Casey 107.7.